Hello everyone, it's Loading Bars here, and sadly, all the other guys are not here. Micah, Dale, they're all busy. So today you've got a guest who's new to the podcast. His name is Nicholas, aka TV Buddy. He's on Twitter. He's a writer at Comic Converse. So introduce yourself.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. How's it going? Thank you, Jordan, for having me on the show. This is a real honor, and I hope we can do this more in the future.
Okay, so this week's been pretty bare bones with news. We've got a lot of DC news, and I'm basically now going to go straight into what we've actually got to talk about, and that is Batman v Superman, Star Trek Beyond, and we've also got some really cool news regarding a couple of more movies, but I'm not going to go into them right now. So let's start off with the hot topic this week, a movie that came out, Terminator Genisys. So sadly, Nicholas hasn't seen the movie, so I'm probably going to be the only one talking about it here. But I went to go and see it on Thursday, and I was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't the best movie in the Terminator franchise. I think that Terminator 2 will always be the best. You know, a lot of people think that's probably one of the best 90s action movies, and I agree. But the film had some good little, you know, things here and there. It wasn't as good as, you know, Terminator 2, but I think that it had some really cool elements to it. You've got, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who actually returned. He did a pretty good job.
Is he back?
he was back. Yeah, he is back. So he was good in the film. Even though I had a couple of complaints about the overall cast around him. I think that's what happened in the original movies anyway, that Arnie was so good that a lot of the surrounding cast weren't really that good. The only ones that I thought were good were in the first one and the second one. The third one was god-awful. Salvation, I don't know if you've watched Salvation of Nicholas, it's a pretty bad
film. With your countryman Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, and he had the massive little outcry where it was filming. It was really ridiculous.
I do remember that.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype going around about that movie. So Terminator Genisys isn't as good as Terminator 2. And yeah, that's it. I'm not going to really go into it that much here on the podcast, because next week we are going to be doing it a lot more, because the guys are going to be here. But I think the film was good, even though the critics did, you know, jump on it, I guess. They didn't really like the overall tone and the actors and stuff. But you know what? Screw the critics. If you like the movie, you like the movie. And I pretty much enjoyed it. So we're not going to be going into it that much now. We're going to move on to some Batman v Superman news. Now, I am looking forward to this film. I think every single DC fan can say that they actually are, you know, so excited for this film, because it is the second film in the DC shared universe. And let's go straight into it. So this week we got a massive photo that actually revealed a trinity. You got Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman all on a cover for Entertainment Weekly. Now, along with that, we got a lot of news, a lot of pictures. We even got a picture of Lex Luthor with a really weird wig, I could say. But yeah, the images look really cool. We also got the confirmation that Kryptonite is now in the Batman v Superman movie, which is cool. Apparently, Batman's going to be using that to fight Superman, which is predictable, I guess. In the comics, he's always done that, so I'm not really that surprised in that, you know, kind of saying. What do you think about this, Nicholas? Are you excited for Batman v Superman, and do you think the images, you know, made you excited a bit more?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's been a lot of talk about this movie, and a lot of it's been a little negative, and I'm not sure why. I think we just need to...
Yeah.
We should be so grateful that this movie even exists. Not to mention the fact that these two characters exist in the same universe. Not to mention that they're actually, at least in storyline purposes from what we know, pitted against each other. You'd said this 5 years ago, every fanboy's head would have exploded.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Because I think that Batman v Superman was in the works for a very long time. Well, the idea of it has been in the works for a very long time. But I think they just never got the time to do it. And with like Zack Snyder directing and, you know, all of that stuff, I think that finally we could be in for a really good treat with Batman v Superman. And yeah, I agree that a lot of the criticisms, I think it's come from Man of Steel. Because Man of Steel, I'm a massive fan of Man of Steel. I think that the movie wasn't as good as, say, you know, the Dark Knight trilogy. But nothing is as good as the Dark Knight trilogy. But yeah, I think that Batman v Superman is going to be a good get. And yeah. So what's your thoughts on the overall look of these characters? Like, you actually got to see, you know, Bruce Wayne. Ben Affleck is Bruce Wayne. And I have to say, he looks identical to, say, you know, the animated series. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, first of all, shout out to the animated series. Much respect. one of the best ever. I'm really intrigued by this. I think Ben Affleck has the sort of weird detachment, whether that's a character or a flaw of his as a person, I don't know. But he has that sort of disconnected nature that I think will really be great for someone like Bruce Wayne, who's constantly, constantly on guard to hiding his true nature. I think you saw a lot of that in the movie Gone Girl, if you've seen that movie.
I've seen it. It's a really good movie. There's a shout out to Gone Girl.
What's that?
Shout out to Gone Girl.
Great movie if anyone hasn't seen it. I think, in fact, I'd recommend it for anyone who has any doubts about Ben Affleck's abilities. Check that movie out. I think you'll see that he has the chops to pull off a dramatic and serious Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the guy is a brilliant actor. Even though he's had some really bad, you know, movies of Daredevil, which was god awful.
Well,
the extended edition was okay, I guess. Extended cut, if you ever watched
If you've heard some comments from Ben Affleck lately, he essentially says, you know, that movie came out before the true comic book movie renaissance.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think it came out in 2005. Right. Now, I know we did have Spider-Man that came out, you know, in 2003. I think Spider-Man came out in 2003. So that was the Kickstarter, but I agree what he's saying there. There wasn't that many superhero movies. Like, I think the first movie that I watched that was a superhero film, like, back in the day was Blade. And Blade, like, blew me away. Even though the sequel is pretty meh. And, you know, the sequels are pretty bad. But I think that Blade started it up. And I agree, that it wasn't the time for a superhero film, I think. Even with Spider-Man. Like, even with Spider-Man, when it came out, people really wasn't that excited for it. Like, I remember first seeing the trailer for it. Like, I was blown away in the theater, but a lot of people were like, what is this? Isn't this like a comic? Like, how can you make comics into movies? But that film came out and blew us away, didn't it?
You know, you make a great point, and I think I hadn't thought about this until you just mentioned it. We should really go back and take a retrospective look and give so much credit to that first Spider-Man movie because of what it was able to accomplish. Yeah. I mean, that movie still holds up. And it occurred in a marketplace that had no idea what to do with comic book movies.
Yeah,
and it's still, for some of the movies that have come out, it's still better. I won't say which, but it's still better than some of the subsequent releases of superhero movies.
Yeah, I agree. I think superhero movies have now just become spectacle in a way. There's only a couple of them that came out in the last couple of years that I love, like the Marvel Universe. They've always got some movie that comes out that's interesting. Even though I think that some of the comedy in their films is a bit forced here and there. But I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But I think that, Spider-Man, like Spider-Man 2 as well. Spider-Man 2 is like one of the best superhero films of all time, I can say it. That film is like, I love Spider-Man 1, but Spider-Man 2 had something there that I think a lot of, you know, comic book movies coming out now have to actually follow. So yeah, I agree.
Now, to go back to something you said, not to miss your point about the visuals of what we see so far from Batman and Superman, I think you really have to go back to Snyder's movie, The Watchmen.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies. Even though it critically was panned, I always will say that I love that film. That film
critically
was really good.
Critically panned, like, I can see everyone's point, but visually, you can't complain too much about that.
Yeah, visually, that film was like, that was like on another league. Like, every single Zack Snyder film, like even the really bad Sucker Punch that came out, he did a really good job of directing that film with the actual visual. Like, his visual style was always there. Like, 300 is a movie that's brilliant. You know, it looks brilliant. Yeah. So, I agree. I agree. I think that he's a brilliant choice for DC. The thing about DC is that it's got, I've noticed, even like, say, the animated series, it had like a little tone. It's like kind of like a gothic tone, and I love it, obviously, it's in Gotham. So it had a kind of dark tone, and I think that Zack Snyder's going to do a really good job with Batman. Even though I'm not really a fan of his Superman, I think that his Batman's going to be brilliant, because the guy, he's known to making, you know, dark characters come to life, and Batman is a pretty dark character.
Yeah, and ultimately, what the best compliment you can give any director is you'll pay to see what he's done. I think there are only a few people can do that. For me, personally, whether a Quentin Tarantino movie has a bad script or whatnot, that's one thing. But I'll always go pay to see something that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that's a really good idea. Another director who's kind of not like Zack Snyder, he's another director that I love, is Matthew Vaughn. He's made Kingsman and Kick-Ass. He has a really lovely visual style, and I'd love to see him on a DC project. I don't know if he would ever do it. I know there's a rumor going around that he might have directed a Batman film back in the day. I don't know if that came to fruition. It didn't, actually, so, you know. But, yeah, I agree that a lot of these directors, you know, Zack Snyder is one of these directors that can push Batman v Superman, and that film's going to be visually stunning. Like, that's the film that I think everybody needs to watch in IMAX. It's going to be that great. You know, every Zack Snyder film's like yes. that. Yeah, so I think we should move on now to something else. Batman has been really cool. I love the fact that we've got these images and some details. I don't know what's your opinion on Kryptonite being, you know, involved in the universe.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Ultimately, it will come down to how the concept of Kryptonite is treated. If it is looked at as a mystical element, then we'll have some problems because it will strain the concept of realism. However, this newly discovered element that's, whether it's discovered on Earth or whatnot, I think that has a potential to work.
Yeah, like if you watched, you probably have watched Avengers Age of Ultron by now, and the brilliant way they actually did the... Oh, can I forget the damn name of the bloody material that they use? Oh, God.
What are we referring to? Sorry.
Avengers Age of Ultron. Okay. Have you watched it yet? I don't know if you've watched Avengers yet, the new one.
I haven't seen the new one.
But it had them... Yeah. But it had, like, a substance. Vibranium, that's what it's called vibranium. In the comics. You know what Captain America uses on his shield. I think that... How they introduced that into the universe was very smart, and I think they could do that with Kryptonite as well. I think that Kryptonite is a very hard thing to pull off because it is so comic booky. And, you know, Zack Snyder, he's known to actually take in source material, so I'm not really worried about it. I'm just scared that it's going to be something that's rushed into the movies. I think that they should kind of scale back on it, I think, you know, because it's a very destructive substance, and I'm scared that, you know, Man of Steel had a massive problem with the amount of destruction, if you haven't watched that movie,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the destruction in that film was absolutely crazy, and I'm just hoping that Batman v Superman somehow... kind of, it has it in it, but doesn't make it the selling point of the movie. Because I think Batman, Superman coming together and helping out, you know, the greater good would be brilliant. Because they have to build up on that for Justice League as well. It is called Dawn of Justice. So, yeah.
Well, I think you just kind of touched on a point, which is the idea of destruction and the consequences of our actions. I think that will be the core of this movie. And I think Ben Affleck alluded to that recently. As to why he came
because,
to the property.
Because Zack Snyder has come out and said that he feels sorry for putting all that destruction in Man of Steel, but he had to put it in there because it serves a point in the, you know, superhero genre that they're gods, really. And, you know, when they go crazy, you can't really fight them, can you? You know, you have to let them go at it, and they're superheroes as well. So it's going to happen. Like, I think... Another scene, I can kind of talk about it in Avengers Age of Ultron. It's not really a massive spoiler, but there's a scene where the Hulk goes crazy in the movie, and he's in Wakanda. I think he's in Wakanda, or some African country, and he goes crazy. And at the end of that film, you know, they just talk about it, like the police and the governments all to come together. And I really think that's going to be a thing going forward in the DC universe, and I'm hoping that they play with it, because a lot of comic book movies kind of don't play with that idea.
Yeah,
know?
And if we're...
I think that is a brilliant
idea.
And
if we're considering Marvel and DC as sort of in competition, I think this concept could carry them to more equal footing, because it's clear Marvel has an incredible head start in the comic book movie.
Yeah, Marvel's had a
massive
head start.
And if they want to even up the odds, this is probably one of the best routes that they can go, which is the idea of consequences of their actions.
Yeah. I don't know what's your opinion on the overall thought that Wonder Woman, I want to talk about this, because on the poster that we had, Wonder Woman's on the front. I don't know if that means that the film is going to be boosting a lot of equality in the superhero world. It's very intriguing, because we've never really seen that before for a very long time in comic book movies, and I think that DC are showing us that, you know, I think they're just showing us the way of how females could actually be, you know, female superheroes can be put into these movies.
Well, I think, going back to Marvel for one second, I think DC is making a really smart choice of featuring Wonder Woman, because a lot of the criticism that will happen online with Marvel movies is Black Widow is a human-based character, meaning she has normal powers. So I think that would strain the credibility if she was able to take on, you know, Loki, for example. That's why her scenes will always have to be against another female actress or another lower-level powered hero.
Yeah.
By incorporating Wonder Woman, they're allowing themselves a lot more flexibility in that she has the footing to stand on the same ground as Superman.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, because people don't seem to get it, that Black Widow wasn't really a founding member of the Avengers, if you didn't know that. It's Wasp and Ant-Man, so those are two characters that we could see in future movies, so I'm hoping that Wasp gets her, you know, day on the Avengers screen. Maybe she could be the Wonder Woman. I don't know if they would ever do that. But yeah, I agree with your whole, you know, opinion on that. And I think that going forward, we're going to see a lot of female superheroes. Like, you know, Captain Marvel is coming out very soon in 2020, I believe. We've got a Wonder Woman standalone movie. We're going to get a lot of female superhero films soon, I guarantee. But after Batman v Superman, they're going to realize, you know what? We can make money off this. That's why not bring out, you know, all these female characters onto the big screen. We're getting a TV show, you know, Supergirl is coming out, so it is, you know, coming together. We are getting a lot of female superheroes on the big screen. Okay, guys, sorry about that. We actually got Micah here, you know, he's the
another member of the podcast. Everyone.
You can introduce yourself, Micah, again, I guess. Okay, so we're gonna go on to some really cool Star
Wars.
What's going on in there? I don't know what's going on to be. Star Trek news. Okay, so Star Trek Beyond has actually started filming last week, which is absolutely amazing. I don't know if you guys watched the last couple of Star Trek movies. I think they were pretty good, what they actually did for the franchise. They weren't the best movies in the world, but I think they did a really good job, you know, bringing back the Star Trek franchise. I'm a massive fan of Star Trek. I've actually watched every single episode of the original series. Don't even get me started on how I did it, but I did it. So I'm a massive fan of Star Trek. I think that the movies are brilliant. Apparently the rumor is that in the movie we are going to be seeing Idris Elba as a Klingon, which is very intriguing because he is a brilliant actor and I could see him killing that role. The Star Trek movies have actually been known to have really high name actors in there. Like, if I'm not forsaken, I believe Tom Hardy was in a Star Trek film. Don't even get me started of why. I think he's in one of the Picard ones. I'm not sure what the name of the film was. I think it's Nemesis.
Resurrection?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Resurrection. Yeah, I think it was Resurrection or Nemesis. One of them, yeah.
One quick correction.
It wasn't the best movie in the world, but I remember that.
I was just going to jump in. Sorry about that. I think, was it just mentioned that Idris will not be a Klingon?
I don't know, because there were rumors going on that he might be a Klingon, and I think that's probably more likely. I don't know if he could be a normal character, maybe another alien race, I don't know. But apparently the Klingons are going to be a part of Star Trek Beyond, apparently. That's a rumor anyway. We haven't really got a concrete evidence about anything yet, so we don't even know if Idris Elba is going to be signed on yet, but apparently he's in the works to be in that movie. So yeah, I don't know. I just kind of speculated on that, I guess. That's a rumor, so I just did the rumors. But yeah, I don't know. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
Anything Idris is in it, I'm completely on board.
I think that the guy is brilliant. If you have watched
Luther, thank you.
It's a British show.
Just about to bring that up. For a lot of American listeners might not be as familiar with Luther. I'm not sure how big the show is over in the UK, but
yeah, it's pretty
catch
big.
It on Netflix. It's not as big here, and that's a true crime because it's an incredible show. I think there are 3 seasons at this point over here.
Yeah, another one's coming out this year. I'm not sure. I think it's like a couple of episodes this year. Christmas episode or something.
As the TV buddy, I would highly recommend that you go out and find that show and watch it.
Yeah, a lot of BBC shows in the last couple of years have been really good. Like, Sherlock is another massive show. We've also got Doctor Who. I don't know if you guys watch Doctor Who. I'm a massive fan of Doctor Who. But yeah, anyway, we're kind of baffling into TV shows in Britain. But yeah, Star Trek Beyond is going to be filming this week, and apparently the rumor, well, not the rumor, but it's been confirmed now that both, oh, how can I forget their bloody names, anyway, the actors that play What's going on with me today?
Kirk, Spock, Scotty.
Kirk, yeah. Kirk and Spock. I don't know what the hell's going on with me
Chris
today.
Pine.
Yeah.
And Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, Chris Pine. Yeah, Zachary Quinto. Correct. I'm not good at saying pronouncing names, yeah. But he's apparently signed on for... They're both signed on for Star Trek 4. So we are going to be getting a Star Trek, maybe, I don't know, shared universe or something like that. So what's your opinions on this, Micah? Are you excited for Star Wars or Star Trek Beyond and Star Trek 4?
I am excited for Star Trek 3. I am one of the people that enjoyed the second one. I know the second one kind of got a mixed bag on. Some people hated it. Some people didn't like it. I still liked it. The first one was really good. But with Idris Elba, I think he is a good choice because he's been in a lot of these type of sci-fi action movies. And I think he has a great like track record. He's been in like a lot of Marvel films. So he has a lot of potential to be a great a character in this universe. And for like Star Trek 4 or whatever,
yeah,
I think,
agree.
Like, yeah, they all want to, you know, do a shared universe because they're all doing it like Marvel and DC and all that. And I guess no one's going to get killed off in this one. So they're not going to, you know, end it at the trilogy. They're going to make it a like quadrilogy or something, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, Star Trek 4, sounds good. And Idris Elba is just a really great actor, in my opinion. I really do like him. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a really good little thing you've said there. I'm really excited for the movie. I think that the films are going to be brilliant, hopefully. They're as good as Star Wars Episode 7. I don't know if we're going to have a fight between Star Trek and Star Wars. You know, the movie's coming out every single year or something crazy like that. So what's your opinion on this? Have you got an opinion on this, Nicholas?
Yeah, well, see, you keep mentioning Star Wars and Star Trek in the same sentence, and that may be a Freudian slip, but I think it's worth noting that a lot of the chatter coming out of the Star Trek camp is that this is going to be more Star Wars based than anything else. I think.
Oh yeah,
that's very intriguing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard the comments from Simon Pegg. He's actually writing the movie. He's a British actor. He's actually said that he thinks that a lot of these superhero films are a bit dumbed down for audiences, and you know, dumb sci-fi superhero films. And apparently, he says that the new Star Trek is going to be, well, blow our minds. Apparently, it's going to be like a TV show. It's not going to be based on a movie from the 80s or something. The one where they were in the bloody whales or something, when they were going after the whales, if you remember that.
Voyage Home.
yeah, that's the one.
But shout out to Simon Pegg, and I love Spaced.
Yeah. I think the guys are brilliant, you know. I love Simon Pegg. I don't know who doesn't love Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's really cool that we're getting some news, you know, about Star Trek. I think it's a franchise that I kind of find it weird that it's become so big now. Like, it was massive back in the day, but it's just a bit weird that, like, you know, after how many years, it's still a big franchise, you know? I think Into Darkness made a lot of money, so it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, I think we could move on to... Well, I think this is the final topic today, which is crazy. I don't think I've got anything else to talk about, and it's Comic-Con. So Comic-Con is around the corner, guys. This is a massive event for nerds all around the world, you know. All you nerds out there, we're going to be getting a lot of, you know, reveals from DC, Marvel's not going to be there, which is crazy. So yeah, I just want to talk about like DC. What do you think that's going to happen, you know, at the DC, you know, conference? I do know that Batman v Superman is going to be there. We are going to be seeing some new, you know, footage. But what do you think they're going to be doing? Do you think DC are going to destroy Comic-Con this year? I'm going to give this straight to Nicholas.
So my actual question, which movie is coming out first? Is it Suicide Squad or Batman versus Superman?
Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman's coming out first.
Okay. So hopefully a lot of that conference will be in a way set up to give some Suicide Squad press, because as of now I don't think that they're scheduled to appear. I'm sure that that's will not be the case ultimately, and that they will have some kind of Suicide Squad casting news or something, because
apparently the rumor is that they've got some sort of footage that they're going to show, and it might be the Joker or something. It's probably going to be the Joker if they do anything, because he's probably the most known character with Batman, of course, in that.
Well,
you know,
we
movie.
Know that Batman's going to be in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but apparently his role isn't going to be as big as, say, Batman v Superman. He's probably going to have like a brief cameo in it.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of scenes here and there, but it's interesting anyway. Yeah, because I think they're selling the movie as some sort of, I don't know how they're going to sell Suicide Squad. Now I think about it, it's not going to be a rated R movie, you know, I don't think.
I think what they might do is just, like, they're going to do, like, what Captain America did, where they have, like, they're going to push that R-rated, but they're not going to show blood or anything. They're going to keep it PG-13. So,
I think PG-13,
like, they would necessarily go that dark with the story of Suicide Squad.
Yeah. But something weird about it is just a name. Like, if you're 13 years old, you know, you're going to go to the cinema, oh, I want to watch Suicide Squad. It's going to be a bit a bit weird. You know, they're not going to let you in. Yeah. So, it's going to be weird. You know, you're asking your mom, oh, let's go see Suicide Squad. You know. But apparently the rumor is that they're going to advertise it more or less to adults, which is intriguing. Like, there isn't going to be any toys and stuff like that. They've confirmed that there aren't going to be any. They're going to be collectibles, but they aren't going to be, like, action figures of Harley Quinn and the Joker with big chihuahuas or whatever they've got. I think it's chihuahuas or what? Yeah, I think it was the hyenas, I mean. What am I going on about? The hyenas. If you haven't watched the animated series, you don't know what I'm talking about. I think we can all agree that Comic-Con's going to be massive. So what's your opinion on it, Micah?
I think they're going to focus more on Batman v Superman because that's the next movie coming out. And I think what they might do is like maybe tease us with maybe some of the Suicide Squad, maybe some of their later slate of films, maybe the Justice League or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. Oh, yeah. Damn. I keep forgetting Justice League's coming out in 2017, guys.
Yeah.
So, you have to remember that they're probably going to show... I think that at Comic-Con, they're going to show us the image of the entire cast of Justice League. Like, in their costumes and anything.
I think the
script is done.
So, obviously, the Justice League would probably be the next thing that they would promote, like, as long with Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, they could do that, and Wonder Woman. I mean, there's so many possibilities because DC has their slate out for, I believe, 2020 right now. So they have so many movies that they can like easily tease at Comic-Con, and they don't have to just do it at this Comic-Con. They can do it later Comic-Cons as well because you know, they have it till for a long time, so like 6 years. So yeah. I'm excited to see what they tease at Comic-Con. Like, Justice League is probably the most, you know, my most anticipated thing to see at Comic-Con, and maybe even more stuff at, like, from Batman v Superman that we haven't already seen yet from that one trailer. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens with DC since Marvel's not showing up at a Comic-Con, so I'm excited to see that, yeah.
Okay, so I really think my opinion that's going to happen is we're going to see the full Justice League. We're going to see some footage from Suicide Squad, hopefully. Maybe some sort of, like, one-minute teaser or whatever they're going to give us. I would love to see that. We also know that Deadpool is going to be at Comic-Con, so expect a trailer for that dropping. Because, you know, we've got so many images coming. I think the film's actually finished now, so they're just editing it. So I do believe that we are going to be seeing a trailer at Comic-Con, you know? I do know that X-Men Apocalypse is going to be there as well. Fox is going to be there as well, so that's cool. DC are probably going to do massive things this year. And I think that a Batman v Superman trailer, full trailer, is going to be dropped at Comic-Con. I just have this feeling. I think that they need to start marketing that movie now. I think that trailers usually come out, I think, 6 months before the movie comes out. And the film is coming out, I think,
early March next 25th, year? I think it's 2016. Summer? Yeah.
March. So, yeah, they're going to obviously get that ball rolling. So that is the last topic that we're going to be talking about. I don't think anyone else wants to talk about anything. We haven't really got any other topics that we wanted to talk about today. It's been a pretty small episode. We've only got three guys here. You know, I just want to say a massive shout out to Nicholas, and I think he really enjoyed the podcast today. And I think that he's going to start coming regularly because the guy loved it. So yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's cool. Micah, thank you for coming. We had a good time. I think we just want to give a massive plug to Comic-Con. Sadly, we didn't get to have a break in between here, but I am actually going to be using it as the intro and stuff like that, so don't worry about it. Comic-Con, we love you. You know, We're actually on the page. So if you guys are interested in listening to the podcast, we actually now are on iTunes. So go and subscribe right now on iTunes. We're on Stitcher as well, SoundCloud. And I'm going to post a link on Twitter, so don't worry about that. And yeah.
Pimp our stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, pimp us out. Pimp us everywhere. Just send us, you know, just put us on the web. You know, we're on the web. Just search Nerdcast in Google and you'll find us somehow.
Why don't you give your Twitter out?
Or you might just go into... Yeah, just go to Nerdcast, oh yeah, at Nerd, yeah. Nerdcast, you know, follow us at Nerdcasted.
Nerdcast.
Yeah.
And your Twitter, Jordan?
So, where can we find you, TV Buddy? Well, Nicholas, where can we find you?
Yeah, find me at the TV Buddy.
Okay, so,
anytime you want to talk television shows, I'm a huge True Detective fan, anything on HBO is good. And you can find my reviews on Comedy Converse. Always there writing about, you know, sort of the Boom, Image, Vertigo stuff. And I'm always happy to chat with anyone about comics or anything nerd related.
Yep. Okay. That's awesome. So,
oh, yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at GeekyReview7, on YouTube at GeekyArthReviews, and you guys can find me as the host of Best and Worst. We're on our 6th episode this week. So it'll be that, and I just want to give a massive shout out to everyone that supported in the series. It's been a really great series, and like we've been hitting over like 100 views. It's a lot. It's good, and yeah,
awesome, man.
Thank you. It's
So I am gonna be doing a Will It Suck episode this week. I don't know what it's gonna be on. I am thinking about doing Batman v Superman, but I don't know if I'm gonna be going forward with it because the DC fanboys might kill me. But hey, anyway, I wanted to give a massive shout out to the guys, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.